From NPR and WBEZ Chicago, this is Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the NPR News Quiz. I'm Carl Castle. We're playing this week with Roxanne Roberts, Roy Blunt Jr., and Peter Gross. And here again is your host at the Arlene Schnitzer Concert Hall in Portland, Oregon, Peter Sagal.
Thank you, Carl. Thanks so much. In just a minute, Carl uncorks a bottle of delicious Oregon Rimo Noir in the Listener Limerick Challenge. Yeah, I feel the same way about that one. If you'd like a sip, give us a call at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. Right now, panel, it's time for a new game that we're calling...
Name That Horrifying Injury.
This week, the Wall Street Journal revealed a list of hundreds and hundreds of codes used by hospitals to indicate specific injuries for insurance purposes. And man, are these codes specific. So we're going to ask you three questions about that list. Here we go. First up, Peter, according to this list, there are no fewer than 9 different ways you can be injured by what? A, medieval jousting lances. B, turtles. Or C, fellow audience members at a GOP presidential debate.
B was just turtles. Nothing specific
yes.
about them.
Yeah.
I don't know. Turtles.
Yes, it's turtles. Very good. There are 9 different ways you can be injured by a turtle, as indicated on this list. There's a different code for each, among them struck by turtle, bitten by turtle. Also very dangerous, macaws, cows, and the sinister chicken. There are 3 codes for the 3 different ways you can be bitten by a dolphin. One of them, I assume, is lovingly. I don't know. Roxanne, you're up next. According to insurance codes, which of these urban menaces can cause at least 3 different kinds of injuries? Each one has its own code. A, people who refuse to look up from their Blackberries. B, falling pianos. Or C, lampposts.
Okay, I'm going to eliminate pianos on the theory that there's only one real way to get injured.
You could be under it. You could be riding on it as it descends. And you could be attempting to play it, and no.
The only thing you can do is really smash your car or smash your set, walk into a lamppost. So I'm going to say Blackberry.
No, actually, it was lamppost.
Ah.
You do not have the imagination of an insurance adjuster because you could walk into lamppost initial encounter. That's one code. And there's another code for walk into lamppost subsequent encounter. So it's like you walk into one lamppost, ow, you bounce off, and you hit the other. All right, Roy, this one's for you. Right. 2 of the following are a name of real bands, musical bands, and 1 is an injury that insurance companies need a code for. Pick the injury. Is it A, the unspecified balloon accident, B, the string cheese incident, or C, Nickelback?
Unspecified balloon.
That's it. The unspecified balloon accident.
There is a band called String Cheese.
That was the point, Roy. We know. There is also a band called Nickelback, but we don't want to talk about them anymore.
They're a Portland band, right?
I don't think so. No.
I am greatly joking.